Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot, Daf Tet Amud Bet, about to look at the middle of Mishnah Dalet. So again, either go back to Daf Bet to take a look at the Mishnah, or open up your Mishnayot to Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. In the previous podcast, we looked at Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is that a Tum'ah about which you weren't aware beforehand, nor afterwards, Sirei Regalim and Sirei Shor Chodashim are Mechaper, and we saw the reasons for that. Now we see Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei HaRegalim Mechaperin, Avalo Sirei Shor Chodashim. He disagrees, and he says, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda, about Sirei HaRegalim, but the Sirei Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on something else. Famas Sirei Rosh Chodashim Mechaperim Al HaTahor Shachal Et HaTameh. If a Tahor person ate Kodashim that were Tameh, meaning an inverse of our usual case. Okay, now look back in the Gemara on Daf Tet Amud Bet. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shai. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that only Sirei Regalim cover for no knowledge before or after, and Rosh Chodesh covers for this whole other thing? Amakrav, the Otana Tanachem. Now there's a premise here. Among certain Tanaim and most Rishonim, the Yom Hashmini mentioned in Vayikra Perak Tet was the first day of Nisan. According to Rabbi Kiva, it was the eighth day of Nisan. According to many, it was the first day of Nisan. And based on that, the Korbanot that day, and the day that Nadav and Abihu died, were Korbanot of Rosh Chodesh. And so therefore, when Aharon did not eat the Chatat, then Moshe got angry at him. Moshe said, V'otan natan lachem laseit davon ha'ida. And the notion is here, V'hai krav ha'seir Rosh Chodesh k'tiv, that that's talking about the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and it was given to bear the sin of the community. We don't know what kind of sin it is, but in the context of Aaron's wearing the tzitz, that wearing the tzitz is going to bear the sin of the Kodashim. Now, what's that? So the same word Avon is used. That's talking not about when the person is Tameh, but rather when the animal, or the Korban is Tameh. Avkan tumat pasar. So therefore, avon, that means that the Seir Rosh Chodesh has to do not with when the person involved is tameh, but when the korban is tameh. But now, avon, the tzitz is meratzeh for an ola, where the dam or the basar or the chelev were tameh. So imalalan olin avkan olin. So if that's the case, maybe Seir Rosh Chodesh is only for an ola that was tameh, not for somebody eating a shlamim that's tameh. So the answer is avon ha'idaktiv. In the context of Rosh Chodesh, the first pasuk on the page, it's avon ha'idah, sin of the edah. That's not the kohanim. And so therefore it can't be about the Olah, it has to be about something like Shlamim. Now, Michte Gmigmar Gamri Miyadadi, since we're able to learn the Avon Ha'edah and Avon HaKodashim from each other, the Tzitz and Rosh Chodesh, so Nechaper de Rosh Chodesh Adideva Adi Tzitz, why doesn't the Korban Rosh Chodesh cover both? Now, if Gemina Leichad Nishpar Tzitz, let's say the Tzitz got broken, or let's say the Tzitz is unavailable, it doesn't exist, then maybe Korban Rosh Chodesh should cover both, meaning for a Tahor Wei Tameh and a Korban Tameh that was brought. So the answer is Amakra Avon. That in the context of Rosh Chodesh says, Vasetet Avon Ha'edah, meaning Avon Echad Hu Noseh, it can only bear one sin, so Rosh Chodesh can only take care of one sin. Vein Noseh Shtei Avonot, it can't bear two sins, which would be the Tahor Eating Tameh and the Korban Tameh. Unechaper Tzitz Adeva Rosh Chodesh, now flip it. Why can't the Tzitz cover both? Nafgamina Latuma de Irabin Zelazet. It's just like we saw in the previous podcast about the Seir B'Fim and Seir Bachutz. Why don't we say that Tzitz covers both, meaning it covers both for a Korban Olah that was Tameh and also for a Tahor Shachal Tameh, and that will cover something that happened between the two, meaning if the, you brought the Seir Rosh Chodesh and then afterwards a Tahor Tameh, the Tzitz should cover it. Hamar Kra Ota, because in the context of Rosh Chodesh it says Otana Tan Lachem, meaning Otano Se'avon, that's the only one that can carry the Avon, Ve'en Acheret No Se'avon, nothing else can carry the sin. So now the Seir Rosh Chodesh is exclusive in two opposite directions. One is, it can only cover one sin, and the other one is, it's the only one that can cover that sin, and that's the sin of Tahor Shachal Takodesh. That's the first approach. Rav Ashi has a different approach. K'tiv Acha Avon Ha'edah. In the context of Rosh Chodesh, Avon Ha'edah. Edah V'lo Korashim. V'hatam K'tiv Avon Ha'korashim. In the Tzitz, Avon Ha'korashim. Korashim V'lo Edah. So in other words, each thing has its own area. The tzitz is only for Kodashim, which is the Korban, and there's Avon Haida, which is a Tahor Shachal Tatameh. Okay. Ashkachan Si'irei Reisho Chodashim Demachapri Al Tahor Shachal Tatameh. Now, so far we found that Si'irei Reisho Chodesh is Mechaper for Tahor Shachal Tatameh. We got that. Si'irei Galim Mechapri Al Sha'in Ba'idiyah Lovel Vetchiv Lovel Sof Menalan. But now, how do we know that Si'irei Galim work for when there's no yediyah v'tchilah v'sof. Now for Rabbi Yehuda, this is fine, because in Rabbi Yehuda's case, we learned it from Rosh Chodesh, and Usseir connected them and said, oh, just like Rosh Chodesh is for that, Regalim are for that. But since Rosh Shimon has them all distinct, how does he know that Seir Regalim are for no knowledge before or after? So Kinam Rabcham Rabchanina Seir Usseir. Hachanami Seir Usseir. So we're going to use the same system of the Vav of Usseir, saying that that Seir is connected to the Seir. And so now they're all compared. But they're not compared the same way that Rabbi Yehuda had them, that they all do the same thing. Just like Rosh Chodesh and Machaper on something of Kodesh. But of course, can't go to the other because of the limitations that we said. Same thing with Seir Regalim, our Machaper for something in Kodesh. Now, what is it in Kodesh? There's nothing left. Watch. So, perhaps Regalim should be Mechaper for the same thing as Rosh Chodesh, which is Tahor Shachal Tatameh. So, Hamrinan Ota. We already said Ota. Ota no Se'avon ve'inacher no Se'avon. That only the Shir Rosh Chodesh can cover that Avon and nothing else. So it can't, so the Rosh Regalim cannot be there for Tahor Shachal Tatameh. That's exclusive. Maybe the Seir Regalim should work the same way as Yom Kippur, which is Lo Ein Lo Yediyah B'Tchila Val Yesh Lo Yediyah B'Sof. Hamrinan Achat Pashana. We said about Yom Kippur that it's only one time a year that that Kapara happens. Kapara Zolote Al Achat Pashana. So Amayim B'Chapi, what's left? El Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof. It's when you knew, forgot, knew, Haikun Karbanu. That we've already got a carbon of Olav Yorid for. If it's that, that's the one on Yom Kippur Bifnim. If it's when you didn't know before and you did know afterwards, so that means that every possible variable with knowledge is already covered by something else, either by Sa'ir Anasa Bifnim, it's Tola, or Sa'ir Anasa Bachutz, it's Mechaper. So the only thing that's left is when you didn't know before or afterwards. Okay. Now, go back to the Mishnah and look at the next opinion. We had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Shimon, and now Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Asirim Kaparatan Shava Altimot Mikdash V'Kodashav. Now, it's a little opaque because Rabbi Meir says all of them, meaning Rosh Chodesh and Regalim and Yom Kippur, are all for one thing, Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, and they're all equal. Of course, we don't know what nature of knowledge Rav Meir says they're equal about. You didn't know, you didn't know, etc. So now it's Rav Meir, Omer, Kol Asirim Kaparatan Shava, Amar Avcham Rachanina, Mai Tavar Rav Meir. So what's Rav Meir's reason? Amar Kras Seir Useir. This is where Rav Avcham Rachanina, who was already quoted three times, where he originally said it. Meaning, it says Seir Chatat Lashem about Rosh Chodesh, and all the other ones, almost all the other ones, say Useir. Hukshu Kol Asirim Zelazeh, Vav Mosif Alin Yarnisham, the Vav of Useir connects it to the previous Seir. Okay, now, Kasalka Daitach Kol Chav Rechad Michavri Gamar, we think it's daisy-chained. Where Rosh Chodesh then teaches us about Pesach, and Pesach then teaches about Shavuot, and Shavuot then about Rosh Hashanah. Ivam Rabbi Yochanan, we saw this, remember, in Makot, Kol HaTorah Kula Lamedin Lamed Milamed, in all of the Torah, you can daisy-chain Limudim, meaning, A can give you B, and then B can then give you C. Chutz Mikodshim, Shein Lamedin Lamed Milamed, but in Kodshim, we don't do that. You can only go back to the original source, directly to the Apli. So halokasha kulu mikamagami. The answer is that it's not Rosh Chodesh to Pesach, Pesach to Shavuot. It's Rosh Chodesh to Pesach. Imagine it like a wheel with Rosh Chodesh in the middle. Rosh Chodesh teaches Pesach. It applies then to Shavuot. It also applies to Sukkot, etc. All right. Tenach called the Chatav Be Usseir. That'll only work for when it says Usseir because the Vav connects it. But in two places in Pinchas, Atzeret v'Yom Kippurim on Shavuot and Yom Kippur, so lo Chatav Be Usseir. It just says Seir, not Usseir, Menalan. So we just ran out of steam with this Usseir. And as I mentioned in the previous podcast, even though we used it, now we're really saying it doesn't work. Ala Amar of Yonah Amakra, we have a different one. Eile tasu l'Adonai b'mo'adechem. The following should be done to Hashem on your festivals. What does that mean? Hukshu kol ha'mo'adim kulan zelazeh. All of the mo'adim are compared to each other, which means whatever one does, the other does. So therefore, whatever we know that Rosh Chodesh does, all the others do. Whatever we know Regalim do, all the others do. Whatever Yom Kippur does, all the others do. Which means now Rav Meir is going to say, all three work on all of them. But wait a second. How Rosh Chodesh lav moed hu? Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. So the answer is Ibra. It really is. Rosh Chodesh nami ikri moed. It is called a moed. Ke de amar abaye. De amar abaye. Tamuz da ishata meluim mal yahu. This is a malyuhu. This is a sugya in Tanit, when we do the, when Abaye does the cheshbon of how we know them, the Meraglim came back on the 8th of Av, it says that year Tammuz was a Chodesh Malay, so Rosh Chodesh was now 2 days, or shall we say a day later, and that way their 40 days ended not on the 9th of Av, but on the 8th of Av, and that gives us the whole piece that they returned on the 8th, and that night was Tisha B'Av. Now, how do I know the Tammuz is that? Tichtiv kara alai mo'ed lishbor bachurai. Hashem declared a mo'ed, and the mo'ed here being Rosh Chodesh, to hurt my children, meaning that he arranged things so that Rosh Chodesh should be a day later, and that way Tisha B'Av would play out the way it does. Cosmology aside, the idea is that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, and that's how Abaye reads it. So it is, it works. So now we say, Eilat Asula Adonai, but Moadechem, all the Moadim are now the same. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Moadere Meir B'Seir HaNasavifnim, but Rameir agrees that the Seir HaNasavifnim, Shemachaper Kaparatan, Vayner Machaper Kaparato, it does not cover what the others cover. According to Rameir, they all cover the same thing. Seir HaNasavifnim does not cover them, and none of them cover what it covers, which is that somebody who knew in advance, forgot, was metame, and then never, didn't yet find out, it's tole, who ain't a machaper kaparatan? Why doesn't the seer do that? Kapar achat machaper and machaper shtei kaparot. It says achat. You can only do one thing. Hena machaper and kaparato, and they can't machaper eda makra achat bashana, because it said once a year, azulote el achat bashana. We've already seen this. Now, Tanya Namiach, we have a brayta that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Al she'ein ba yediya lo batchila v'lo basof. If you didn't know it at all, before or after, it's vial shein by yediyah v'tchila v'aliyesh by yediyah v'asof, or if you didn't know before, then you knew afterwards, which is what we assign to Seir and Asa B'chutz, vial tar shachat datame, which we assign to Rosh Chodesh, Seir Galim, Seir Shachanashim, Seir and Asa B'chutz, Machaperin, Dever Meir. Meir says all three, Regalim, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Kippur, Hamachaper for all three categories. So now we know what Meir said when he said Kaparatan Shava, it means all three components are mitkaper with all three kinds of korbanot. And he left out from that list, Sa'ir Nasavifnim, the Kaparatan Namishari. He also left off the kapara of that. Meaning that what Sa'ir Nasavifnim is not part of the group, and what Sa'ir Nasavifnim accomplishes is not listed in what the group accomplishes. Okay. Now, go back to the Mishnah. We'll see the rest of Mishnah Dalad. It's an interesting piece. Here the Mishnah is longer than the Gemara on it. Hayar Rabbi Shimon Omer. Seirei Roshei Chodashim Mechaprin Al Tor Shachal Tatameh. We've already seen that. Shav Regalim Mechaprin Al Shein Ba'idiyah Lo B'tchila B'sof. We saw that. Shav Kippur Mechaprin Al Shein Ba'idiyah B'tchila Yesh Ba'idiyah B'sof. So Rabbi Shimon has each one having a separate identity, a separate function. Amrulo, so they asked Rabbi Shimon, Maushi Karvuze Bazeh. Could you bring one korban on another day? Meaning, let's say your Seir of Yom Kippur got lost. And so you brought another one, then you found it. Could you bring it on Sukkot? Amar Lahem Ikarvu. He said, yeah, you could. But since the Korban of Yom Kippur is Mechaper for one thing, how could you bring on Sukkot, which is supposed to cover another thing? The answer is that they are all the same genre. They're all Mechaper and Tumat Mikdash. The specific nuances of knowledge afterwards, no knowledge afterwards, etc., that's a detail which we can blow past when it comes to bringing the Korban. Okay, so now look at the Gemara. So, we understand why each thing is separate. We understand why the Rosh Chodesh Korban can't be Mechaper for the Regolim need, which is no Yediyah B'tchila B'sof, Tamar Kra Avon. Because what does it say about Rosh Chodesh? In the Pasuk, it said to Aharon, Avon Achad Noseh V'Noseh Shtei Avonot. The Korban of Rosh Chodesh can only cover one Avon, and that's the Avon of Tav Shachal Tatameh, can't cover anything else. Regalim Nichbar Rosh Chodesh, but the ones of Regalim should be Mechaper on the Rosh Chodesh piece, which is Tavar Shachal Tatamei, Amakra Ota, and we saw this already, that the Rosh Chodesh one is exclusive in two directions. Nothing else can cover it, and it can do nothing else. Ota no Seavon, Venacher no Seavon. Nothing else can do what the Rosh Chodesh one does. Okay. Bishlo and Regalim no Mechaperin Adi Yom HaKippurim. I understand why the Regalim cannot be Chaper on Yom Kippur, the Amakra Achat Pashana, because the Yom Kippur Kapara is once a year. Zlotei El Achat Pashana. And then Kippurim nichbarad regalim, but why can't the korban of Yom Kippur be mechaper on no yediyah b'tchila b'sof? So amakra achat again, kapara achat mechaper v'no mechaper shtei kaparot. It's kind of the same thing as Rosh Chodesh. So it's as if Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh have the same nuance. It can only do one thing, and nothing else can do what it does. That's in Rav Shimon's world. And once you've solved that, then everything else falls into place because regalim have to just do what's ever left. V'ha ki k'tiv achat b'sir anasavifnim u'k'tiv. But wait a second, the word achat. Is talking about the Sa'ir Bifnim. So why can't the Seir Bachutz be mechaper on multiple things and other things be mechaper on what it's mechaper? So Amar Krah, Milvad Chatat, this is the one pasuk quoted in the Mishnayot, Milvad Chatat Kippurim, that the Seir Nasa Bachutz, the Torah says, is brought in addition to the one inside. So as a result of that, the outside one and the inside one are compared to each other, and therefore, just like the inside one can only accomplish one thing, and it's the only thing that can accomplish it. Same thing with the chitzon. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who quotes Rabbi Shimon with a slightly different, very different approach to the three different groups. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.